January 6th. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 40. In that region, shepherds were staying out in the fields, keeping watch at night over their flocks. The Lord's angel appeared to them, and the Lord's glory shined around them, and they were much afraid. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good news with great joy to all people. Today, in David's city, a Savior is born, Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly a multitude from heaven with the angel was praising God, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace among men of good will." And the angels returned to heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They left immediately and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the trough. They declared what had been told to them about this child. Everyone who heard marveled at the things the shepherd told. Mary treasured up these words in her memory, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for everything they had seen and heard, even as it had been told to them. The 8 days for his circumcision were fulfilled, and they called his name Jesus, as the angel had instructed before he was conceived. The days of her purification according to Moses' law were fulfilled, and they brought him to Jerusalem to present to the Lord, as it is written, "Every male who opens the womb will be called holy to the Lord, and to give a sacrifice according to the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons." And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simon, who was righteous and devout. He was expecting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die before seeing the Lord's Christ. By the Spirit he went to the temple. Jesus' parents brought him in, to do to him according to the custom of the law. Simon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Dismiss your bondservant in peace, O Master, according to your word, because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared before the face of all the people, a light for revelation of the nations and glory of your people Israel." And his father and mother were astonished at what was said about him. Simon blessed him and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this one is appointed for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign spoken against, and a sword shall pierce your soul, that the reasonings of many hearts might be revealed." There was a prophetess named Anna, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, who had lived with her husband for 7 years from her virginity. She was an 84-year-old widow, and did not leave the temple, but served in fasting and prayers night and day. She arrived at that very hour, and was thanking God and talking about him to all who were expecting Jerusalem's redemption. Everything according to the law was completed, and they returned to their own city, Nazareth of Galilee. The child grew and became strong, being filled with wisdom, and God's grace was upon him.